In Bahrain, anti-government protesters are marching the streets despite martial law and a ban on all public gatherings. The crackdown on demonstrators intensified after Saudi Arabia and the UAE reinforced Bahraini police with troops and armor. Now the government has had the symbolic statue in Pearl Square torn down. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has warned Bahraini authorities against breaking international law. Ban says he is deeply concerned about the government's use of force against unarmed protesters and civilians in Bahrain. He says such violent crackdowns could be in breach of international human rights law. Police have reportedly fired rubber bullets at anti-government protesters in the eastern Saudi city of Ratif, leaving several people injured. This after thousands of protesters poured into the streets of Ratif, demanding reforms and the release of political prisoners. Activists plan to hold a million-man march on Friday. In Yemen, government forces have killed more than 40 protesters and injured hundreds more. The number of casualties is rising at an alarming rate. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators on another day of rage protests have gathered in the main squares in the capital Sana'a and other major cities after Friday prayers. France says military action against Libya will begin within hours. This comes as a number of other countries voice their readiness to take part in the military action. The move comes after the UN Security Council authorized a no-fly zone over Libya while clearing the way for military intervention there. Japanese police say the number of people who have died or gone missing after last week's earthquake and tsunami has topped 16,600. Officials have confirmed over 6,400 fatalities so far. Meanwhile, authorities are struggling to prevent a Chernobyl-style disaster as fears of a nuclear meltdown at the quake-hit plant grow. Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a strong complaint over a drone strike that killed 44 people in northwaziristan. Islamabad wants an apology and says such strikes constitute a flagrant violation of international law. The foreign ministry says the fundamentals of U.S.-Pakistan relations need to be revised. And the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has criticized Washington's immigration enforcement and detention system. The organization says immigrants that are arrested in the U.S. do not have adequate access to lawyers and medical care.